This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Maybe that's, you know, that's the thing. If you, who cares? Debo Samuel's gone. And I'm done with Debo Samuel. I'm gonna
root for him.
Sure.
I'm a huge Debo fan.
Have fun.
Always will be.
You know who I'm a huge fan of? It's Matt Lively, fifth quarter on KPIX, Valkyries pre and post game. He joins us right now as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And Matt Lively joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Matt, we'll bring you right into the conversation. Jake Moody, is he going to be the ultimate downfall of Kyle Shanahan? What do you think of that?
It's so funny. The wave of emotions of 49ers social media on Saturday was great to follow because Moody comes out there and he misses the first kick, and which, by the way, it was over 50 yards, but it wasn't even close. I mean, absolutely hook this thing. And truly, in my mind, I was like, okay, fine. This is probably what ends Jake Moody's tenure here in San Francisco.
A preseason kick. That crossed your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Truly, yes.
Okay.
Because there's been so much back and forth, and I think what it comes down to is his confidence. He misses a kick like that. It's like, oh, God, what's he going to do to his confidence? But then he goes out, he goes 5 for 6, and he hits a 59-yarder to win the game. Jake Moody's there's no doubt now. Jake Moody's on this team. Is it the downfall of Kyle Shanahan? No. Kyle Shanahan's gotten himself into some trouble himself in the second half of games and the coaching style. If there is a downfall of Kyle Shanahan, I think it's on his own merit. But I know a lot of fans are not happy that Jake Moody hit a 59-yarder to win this thing because it just means he's going to be around this season.
If I had to ask you to bet $1,000 of your hard-earned money, are you putting it on Jake being on the team come week 18?
Oh, jeez.
It's okay, dude. It's an imaginary hypothetical.
No, he just answered it right. He just answered it right there. He answered it right there.
Oh, geez.
No chance.
I mean, If he stays healthy, we have to remember this guy battled a high ankle sprain.
You know what?
But he missed the Rams kick, which was a gimme, which they would have won by 10 going away, which would have buried the Rams before the injury. And he could not kick the ball into the zone on the new kickoff rules to save his life before the high ankle sprain when his whole body got folded on that return.
I do think he has better people around him this year. I'll put it that way. I think Boyer is, you know, a top-notch special teams coordinator. I think you brought in Weeks, you brought in Morstead, and those are guys who are vets and who are going to help him along. I mean, you're talking about Deebo Samuel judo chopping, you know, a hypothetical Robbie Gould, but maybe Tabor Pepper wasn't the guy that Jake Moody needed in his ear last year. I know they were good friends, but maybe he needed a veteran to bring him along, like John Weeks is about to bring him along. And like Boyer is about to bring him along. I think Jake Moody probably needs that. There's no doubt about it. He was the most talented kicker coming out of his draft class. I mean, the kid was amazing at Michigan, and he has struggled in the NFL, and it's definitely a confidence issue. And if he's got that, he has the tools to be a good kicker. But it isn't easy then to look at the Ravens in their situation, and they drop Justin Tucker for his off-the-field reasons, and they take an undrafted guy who's been hitting all these kicks. It's not easy to look around the league and go, okay, you can get an undrafted guy and he can come in here and compete on day one.
I love preseason football and football in general. When we're talking about the mental side of a long snapper with our kicker, we're bringing in Chubbs Peterson for Happy Gilmore is basically the equivalent. We need a caddy for our kicker but it's not the craziest thing. That's why I love football. I love how we talk about kickers. It's such a unique position.
Well, kickers aren't football.
No, it is. All right. Cause you love them when they make it and you hate them when they don't. And it's football personified as far as I'm concerned. We're talking to Matt Lively, KPIX Channel 5. Fifth quarter on there. You can also check him out on Valkyries pre and post game. I'll get a Valks question in here too, because tough loss yesterday to the Atlanta Dream and expectations for them so far this season. They obviously shot them out of the water, but I want them to make the playoffs, Matt. I think it'd be disappointing at this point, which just speaks to the season that they're having. Some of the risers and fallers for you after the second preseason game, though, Matt, in regards to the 49ers.
The guy that's probably risen the most is Chase Lucas. It's such a deep secondary, though. It's going to be interesting to see what the 49ers do there. But through two games, obviously, Chase Lucas has been rising up the charts. I really like Tatum Bethune. He's the one that put the hit on Ashton Jeanty there on that first drive. He played well last week as well. And for a team that might be thin at linebacker, Bethune was pretty good last year as a seventh-round pick in the few snaps that he got and in practices. And so I think Bethune might have a chance to play at a depth position here. It's nice to see Nick Martin make strides in his second preseason game. The guys that are falling down the chart are just the running back room in general, because I don't know who they're going to have out there. You better hope Christian McCaffrey stays really healthy at this point. There's not a huge update on Isaac Grindo. They've sort of been really quiet on Isaac Grindo, by the way. I'm just going to say that. And then outside of him, you've lost Corey Kiner, Patrick Taylor Jr., Jordan James. You're now down to Jeff Wilson, who you signed off the street last week. The 49ers might have to look at either trading for or bringing in a veteran running back literally this week. I think that's actually a big concern, because Christian McCaffrey shouldn't be handling a workload like we saw him do 2 years ago.
It's a great point. We're joined by Matt Lively right now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. And Matt, I do want to ask you some Valkyries questions right now, but before we pivot there, anything on Jonathan Kuminga feeling like, and this is the latest, Anthony Slater, ESPN, covers his team at a high level. He used the word pawn within the Warriors organization. What do you make of that? Kuminga feeling like he's a pawn within the Warriors organization.
I almost understand what Kuminga is saying here. Are you not confused? Or would you not be confused if you were Jonathan Kuminga on what your role is with this organization?
I don't think
you get shut out during the regular season, and then when you have to be played in the postseason, you shine, and then when you want your money, you're kind of being shut out again.
Yeah, but I think we can find a happy medium here. if you understand, you've been in the league this long, he's been in the league 4 years, and you understand what that coach wants and you're playing alongside those guys, I do think that there's a happy medium of like, look, I know you want to do all of this offense goes through me type stuff. And I'm not saying that's exactly what he's saying. The coach has made it pretty clear. To play on this team, you got to do all the gritty stuff. You got to do all the rebounding. You got to do all the perimeter defensive stuff without falling asleep off ball. You got to be able to make the extra pass. And so, like, I think his role is actually very clearly defined. And I don't think that he's been, you know, whether it's, you know, unwilling or not able, he just hasn't done it.
You're right there, but this is the business of sports, right? So you either trade the guy or you pay him, you're going to have a really disgruntled player who could tank a locker room.
I agree with that.
You've got to figure out what that is.
Keeping on the hard court, I should say, Matt, here. The Valkyries, obviously tough loss yesterday. I was there, Ball Hollow. The size was definitely a problem and a factor against the Atlanta Dream, Brittany Griner, right? You got Jones out there. They were just swallowing up all the rebounds. What have you made, though, about this team being able to step up, losing your all-star like they did? They obviously had a four-game winning streak prior to last night's loss. Like, would it be disappointing at this point if they didn't make the playoffs? Like, I know that sounds insane. They're an expansion team. They've obviously blown their over-under win total for the season out of the water. But that's kind of what I'm feeling right now. Like, I'd be disappointed if this team didn't make the playoffs.
Well, put it this way. I asked Natalie Nicasse last night if she had reflected on the fact that they're now the winningest expansion team in WNBA history. And she literally looked at me and she said, nobody cares. Natalie Nicasse said, nobody cares. She's like, down the line, does it matter that we have more wins than any other expansion team? I think, personally, I actually think yes. I think the league cares about it. I think the fans care about it. I disagree with her on that. Do I agree that the biggest goal for them is the playoffs? Yes. And that was the point that she was making to me, that this needs to be a playoff team. They don't care about anything else outside of winning and making the playoffs. And she said she's not going to really reflect until there's an X next to their name just to signify that they have clinched the playoffs, and that's not happened yet. It's really tight. Right now they were in sixth, now they're in seventh. And when you look at the standings, Seattle and LA are right on their butts. And so there's, you know, 10 games left. It's going to come right down to the wire as to whether or not they're going to make the postseason. But you're right. Like, they're playing at a level in which their fans now expect them to win, which is crazy to think about. And almost a little scary for an organization who maybe thought they were going to get grace for a few years of like, yeah, we could do okay for the first 2 years. We're an expansion team. Everybody gets it. Not anymore. You've come out, you've set the standard, and now you've got to live up to it. And so I think it is playoffs or kind of a disgruntled fan base at the end of this thing.
Absolutely. I'm 100% lockstep in with you. Matt, great stuff this morning. We appreciate the time, man. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
There you go, buddy. Matt Lively, the fifth quarter on KPIX, also Valkyries pre and post game. You can find all the games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.